Even if you're not a museum goer, it's tough to get around Fort Worth without bumping into some art.
Oh, I think it's a beautiful structure.
That's Rosita Bryce. She and her friend were touring the city's downtown when they ran into the 13-foot-tall sculpture that looks like a bright yellow ball of metal ribbon in front of the Municipal Courts building. They didn't know anything about Mexican sculptor Ivan Domenge, who created the piece. But they grabbed for their phones and immediately began to pose for pictures.
For me, it's indecipherable, because it's art that I don't understand. See, that's the interesting thing, that I can't find the significance. But it's interesting. It's art.
That's the sort of response the folks at the Arts Council of Fort Worth like hearing. Just ask Kathleen Forrest.
Public art is all about enriching your daily experience. It's all about coming across artwork in normal places and being able to enjoy it and have it affect your daily lives.
Forrest works for Fort Worth Public Art, a program managed by the city's Arts Council, and she's giving a tour of the best pieces in the city. There are more than 100 works of art scattered across Fort Worth. Some predate the public arts program, others have been donated, but most have been commissioned.
We are standing outside of Parking in Color, which is at the Fort Worth Convention Center parking garage.
You can see the piece from the street. Brightly colored glass in the shape of chevrons light up the facade of the garage at night. But the work extends to the structure's elevator with sounds like this that you can hear whenever you take the elevator.
There's almost 100 different sound elements that have been programmed into the piece. So every time you ride the elevator, you'll hear sounds from Fort Worth.
Janny's immersive experience was funded by the city's Percent for Art program. The program takes a percentage of the cost of a building or a parking lot and uses it to pay for brand new public art. The program takes 2%. And Forrest says that it makes the community more identifiable.
It does create a sense of place. This is what makes us us and not Dallas or Amarillo or something like that.
North Texas artist Devin Nolan agrees. She's created two public art pieces in Fort Worth. The first was a sidewalk mosaic on Chickering Road, and the second was a mural called Trailing the Trinity.
Having a work of art in public in Fort Worth and being my hometown, it makes me feel supported and accepted by my city and my community.
Trailing the Trinity is on the pedestrian level of the Clear Fork Main Street Bridge, where people run and cycle every day. Nolan is proud that her work is part of people's everyday routine. She also says that it gave her confidence as a professional artist.
In a way, my work with Fort Worth Public Art has helped me as an artist to visualize things that I otherwise might not believe that I can do.
With Trailing the Trinity, she also had to change up the way she works. Nolan is a painter, but she ditched her familiar oil paints for longer wearing automotive paint. In her art studio, she only has to please herself. But for this project, city committees had to sign off on her work.
I did have concern about it, just wondering if I was going too far beyond my personal practice, but I really came to realize that I was creating my best work for a community.
And Nolan's best work is up and out for everyone to see. Hadi Mawagdi, KERA News.